We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome in now, Clay Travis, Outkick, the coverage, Fox Sports Radio as well. You guys broke the story about Drew Brees and ESPN. ESPN's in hot pursuit of Drew Brees after he decides to hang up the football cleats to join the Monday Night Football crew. Can you tell us more about what it would involve and the numbers, the money, and what it includes?
Yeah, I'm told an eight-figure offer, which is not a surprise after Tony Romo kind of broke the bank when it comes to analyst deals, getting $18 million a year from CBS. It would not, you know, people out there panic, just got in their car. It would not be for him to not play, right? It's when he decides right. that he is done playing for the Saints. ESPN wants to line up a fix to their Monday Night Football booth, which has really kind of been unsettled ever since John Gruden made the decision to go back. They put in Jason Witten alongside of Booger McFarland, and Joe Tessitore. Last year was Tessitore and Booger McFarland, and they believe that that Drew Brees is the guy who will solidify their booth for years to come. And so essentially he would go straight from playing for the Saints to when he decides to retire into the Monday Night Football booth to become their lead analyst.
Do you know if Drew is he on board with this? Is this something he wants to do?
I think it's something he's interested in. They're not signed, and obviously there's a certain amount of awkwardness on both sides because Drew Brees is still playing football, which we haven't really seen a contract get signed for television while somebody is still playing. And also, ESPN then has to kind of find a bridge until Drew Brees decides to hang up and retire and go straight into the Hall of Fame effectively. And so they'd have to find a bridge of a booth in order to carry on until he gets there, which creates a little bit of awkwardness. But from what I am told, this is a hire that ESPN thinks is a home run. They believe he can be their version of Tony Romo, and having whiffed on being able to get Tony Romo, who re-upped with CBS, and Peyton Manning saying, despite the pursuit, thanks but no thanks, this would be the guy that they believe is the one who could solidify their booth.
Clay, we got Zach Street, the voice of the Saints, here with us, and he played with Drew, and I'm sure he'd want to weigh in does this fit, Zach? You think this fits Drew? You know him well.
Well, I think ESPN is correct. I think Drew would be excellent in that role. I think he'd do a great job. Certainly would bring a ton of knowledge and insight. I mean, you know, as knowledgeable a quarterback as has ever played the game, to have him in the booth. And we've seen what Tony Romo is able to do, you know, quickly diagnosing a defense and an offense. And, you know, there is a ton of benefit to having been in that role and to doing, you know, that analyst job at a high level. I just don't see it for Drew. I don't see Drew wanting to do this. Now, you know, I think if you're smart, you never turn down the ability to discuss an opportunity. But with all of the businesses he's involved in, with his discussions about wanting to spend more time with his kids as they get a little bit older here, I personally don't see it as something that Drew would jump on. Now, you know, maybe he would take a little bit of a gap. Maybe he would wait a couple of years and feel differently. But that's just how I would see it. I don't think that's something that he's going to necessarily want to do, but I think ESPN's right on. I think he'd be phenomenal at it.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's a decision that obviously impacts the fall, and that's one reason I think, you know, you could probably speak to this better than I can. I mean, Peyton Manning getting offered $20 million a year and not being willing to do it is pretty wild. It must be a great position to be in financially to be able to turn down that kind of money because you like the lifestyle that you have. And for a lot of these guys who've given up so much for the fall for so long, if you got a young family, having that flexibility may be more valuable to them. But who knows? Look, I mean, you know Drew obviously much better than I do. The $5 million the charity donation that he's made to the people of Louisiana, maybe he feels like he can reach more people through the Monday Night Football booth and have more of a positive impact than he could just riding off into the sunset and kind of quietly fading into the regular man universe. So, look, I think what it speaks to is the degree to which everybody is pursuing the next guy up, right? That everybody wants their version of Tony Romo. And frankly, there aren't that many guys who have that ability. The knowledge that Drew Brees would bring to bear, especially for the next 5 or 6 years, he would know most of the players. He'd be able to break them down, you know, the coaches and the teams and everything else, which much like Tony Romo has been able to do for the past several years.
Clay, just so I'm sure you can relate, being a radio guy, you know, because of COVID-19, Zach and I are not in the same room. So normally I wouldn't do this, but Zach, do you have anything for Clay?
Yeah, Clay, is it at all surprising, do you think, to see how quickly the numbers changed with one contract in spite of the fact that for a guy, obviously, listen, Tony Romo, I think from the moment that he showed up, people loved him. And I think he brought something different, and he is great in the booth. He's got an energy about him. He looks like he's having a blast. He's got a ton of knowledge. But then you also look, and there's other guys, you know, who made that jump quickly like Jason Witten, and it was a complete disaster. You know, and Jason said, forget this, not for me. I'm going to go back and play some more. Is it surprising how fast that turned?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of factors. One, Tony Romo getting $18 million a year. One of the conversations people had was, from a radio perspective, Howard Stern got $100 million. And there's probably not anybody else in radio who's making more than $25 or $30 million. So the first question a lot of people had about Tony Romo was, is that an aberration? Is it a statistical anomaly? Well, then you get the offer to Peyton Manning. Now you're getting the offer to Drew Brees. And I think what it's reflective of is how desperate these different television networks are as they prepare to put together their offers to get the NFL deal locked up for years ahead, to be able to demonstrate how good their product is going to be. And if you got a guy like a Tony Romo or a guy like Peyton Manning or a guy like Drew Brees that's well-liked by ownership, then it's valuable because it might possibly get you better overall quality in terms of your games and in terms of the television package put together.
Clay Travis, Outkick the Coverage, and also Fox Sports Radio. Clay, thanks for the time. This is interesting stuff to see that ESPN is you know, pursuing Drew so hard, and what a game changer Tony Romo has become. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate y'all having me.
All right.
Thank you, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.